is a sugya that's coming up that I want to expand more than the Gemara has. And that's at the bottom of Chesamid Beis on Hepila Ruach. Because it's not a uncommon problem, namely of an abortion, a spontaneous abortion that does not have human form, also has great medical significance. But let's see if we can get down to there. I don't make it today, maybe by tomorrow we should make it. We're on Chesam et Aleph. University, what is it?
Oh, it's they gave it out this year. It's it's a reusable water bottle, BPA free, polyphenol free, whatever it is. It's healthier, but it was the main part is not the BPA free part. It was the free part. That's why I use it.
But where they gave it out? Where?
Orientation first day. Sponsored by the Office of Alumni Affairs and Energy and Sustainability.
It doesn't pay them. You're here already. Think it's to give it out to people who are not here.
Oh, I think it was supposed to be, yeah, that's what I was thinking also, but still. It was the freshman gifts.
All right. We're still in the sugya that I told you has far more significance than the cases studied, because we really are speaking about the decision of HaChachamim not to accept the Piskei Halachos of Rabbi Eliezer, because he was a Shmuti, he was from Shammai. Remember, it began with Rabbi Yeshua, who acknowledged the accuracy of Rabbi Eliezer's psak only after his death. That Dalet Noshim Dayan Shato. But while he was alive, he wouldn't do it. The Gemara is continuing there, disturbed by that statement. In Dalet Dvorim, Rabbi Elozo, just gotta watch our diction. Rabbi Elozo was an Amora, right? Rabbi Elezer was a Tana. So Rabbi Elozo the Amora, right, said that in four areas we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Mora tried to limit those areas, meaning only those four. Then the Gemara said, no, we see that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in other areas as well. So first we said, well, we only meant it in Seder Taharos, that we pass it only in the four. But indeed, we do pass like Rabbi Eliezer in other areas. What this does is open up Rabbi Eliezer as a posek. It means Psakir Rabbi Eliezer now has to follow the normal rules of Machlokas Tanoim. And in the absence of any Tana arguing with him, Rabbi Eliezer Halocha becomes the Halocha. We'll pick up again the Gemara a little below. About the middle of the page, middle of the open. V'cheino Omar Rabbi Elozo Halocha K'Rabbi Eliezer B'Dalet. Mora asked the same question. V'su Leka. V'atnan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lama Saktana Shetimambo. V'Omar Rabbi Elozo Halocha K'Rabbi Eliezer. V'chiteva only Halocha B'Seder Taros. Avoshah Sidri Iko. Right? Umi Iko. Are there other places where we pass in Rabbi Eliezer? Again, remember the significance of this. If I identify something now like Rabbi Eliezer, and you don't want to open up past Seder Taros, then the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. We cannot pass like Rabbi Eliezer. It would violate the decision of Chazal, right, to delimit the authority of the Shammaiites. So the Gemara asks, Umi Iko. Is there indeed other places in other Zdorim, not at Taharos, where we would paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Here we have a Mishneh. Votanan Havered, Hakofer, Baltum. These are, I told you, food accessories, not food in themselves, but they serve as seasoning, perfumes, or whatever. But they are produce, fruits of various trees. And comes Bahat Taf. Taf already is not a fruit. So taf is an exudate from a tree. As we discussed yesterday, to what extent is an exudate of a tree which is useful, such as the example I gave you, the sugar maple. Here they had some other tree. Yeshlam shviyas, they're treated as fruits. What's the problem? Shviyas was limited to Michael Odom. Is this called Michael Odom? If it's not a Michael, but only what? A seasoning? Maybe it's not included in the Iso Shviyas. Taf is not a fruit of the tree in the sense of a fruit, meaning a flower that forms a fruit, but rather is something which oozes from the wood of the tree itself. The example I gave you was sugar maple. This is something else. So it says all are classified as bona fide of fruits, bona fide a machal odom, and therefore shviyas applies to it. And therefore it runs through the halachos. Yes, them shviyas, the demay of shviyas, if you sell it, the money has kedusha shviyas, which means you have to buy fruit with the money and eat this fruit according to the halachos of shviyas. Yes, them bio, once there's no longer anything out in the woods, in the forest, out in the fields of this variety, then you have to be mafkirit. That's called biu. Uddemeyem biu. Right? Likewise, if you sold the shviyas and you have money, and that money you're holding in your bank account comes as man habiu, when there's no longer anything in the fields, you have to now make use of that money, buy the fruits, and be mafkir that fruit for everybody. Amar Pidos was the son of Rabbi Elozo the Amora. Amar Rabbi Pidos, Man Tana Kitvo Peri, who said that Ktaf is a fruit? This is the exudate of the tree. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera said, watch this switch. Chazi, do you realize? Pay attention. Diminoch umeavuch koshrisu ketafa di almo. Ketafa le almo. Between you and your father, you allowed ketaf to become a completely mutu. Okay, follow the logic. You identified, we identified this Mishnah Ketav as having been said by Rabbi Eliezer. Your father said, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer only in four places, which means here we can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who made the Ketav into a fruit, said even though it's not a fruit, it's the produce of the tree, and therefore it's classified as a fruit. But if you declared Rabbi Eliezer persona non grata, that he can't, you can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, which means Ketav is not a fruit. If it's not a fruit, then trees doesn't apply to it. So you will matter Ketav for everybody. You follow that one? What you did is basically, there was a perfectly reputable Mishnah that said that Ketav is a fruit, is treated like a fruit, and Shviyas applies to it. You went ahead and announced that you can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, it so happens this Mishnah was said by Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer said the Mishnah, and you said you can't listen to Rabbi Eliezer, it means the Mishnah disappears. You therefore, right, invalidated the Mishnah, and therefore Ketav is not a Peiri. If it's not a Peiri, it's nothing. If it's nothing, people can use it on Shviyas without any Kedusha Shviyas. People got to struggle harder to make a lane on his glow. It is really worth it. If you people like crossword puzzles and all kinds of things like that, this is far more interesting. That's what he said. Omar Abzeira, Chazi, you realize what you're doing. The Minoch Me'avur, from you and your father, by identifying, you identify it as Rabbi Eliezer. You quote the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer. You then and tell me your father passing, we can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, which means that Ketav, right, because man, right, Rama Rapidos, man tana Ketav pay Rabbi Eliezer. You told me this Rabbi Eliezer, this Mishnah. Rama Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi says, you were mata Ketav la Alma. That becomes a double mutter, Shviyas doesn't apply to it. Now we go back to what the original statement the Gemara had made, but we didn't limit Rabbi Eliezer's authority only to the Dalet Dvarim. V'im Isa, if it's true what you told me before, that maybe only in Seder Taros we limited him to four, but throughout Shas there are other places we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. V'im Isa, if it's true that in other places we could pass the Rabbi Eliezer, then lemalei ki amar abba halacha Rabbi Eliezer, but dalad we only be say the taros. Abu b'shas sidrei ikra, but in the others adorim, and this Ola is not in say the taros. Shri is not in say the taros, right? There's in zroim. Therefore, how did you infer that this Mishnah is invalidated by being identified with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is perfectly acceptable now. We see that La'acha Misoso, in other words, it's really based on what Rabbi Yeshua did. La'acha Misoso, he went ahead and had no trouble passing with Rabbi Eliezer. So now too, we can pass with Rabbi Eliezer in other areas as well. If you pass in other areas as well, then the statement of Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Lozo the Amora, that only in four things we pass in, I mean, four things and say the Taharos, but in other places, we can pass like Rabbi Eliezer. New people, where are you up to? Okay? My answer is no. We only passing like Rabbi Eliezer in four things. Hahi, but in the case of the Mishneh in Shviyas and the kit and the ketef, the ktaf of the tree, Hahi Mishum de Koi Rabbi Elozo Kavosei.
Like the Tana because of the
Yama. The Tanan, that's the Tana Rabbi Elozo. Just to confuse you, yeah. Right? Elozo, Ramo, Rabbi Elozo, Eliezer the Tana, Rabbi Elozo the Tana. The Tanan. Rabbi Elozo, Rabbi Elozo, Omer Malam de Mesetana, Shetimoimbo, right? And the Gemara asks, "Umikoi, v'asruchu masachinele, right? V'odam la'dodi, ela mishum dekoi Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba kavasei." He said. Therefore, not because we hold like we maintain the ban against Rabbi Eliezer, only because I read Mababa, Paschal, I came. That's the only reason we agreed in the case of Amana and Saktana. Okay, that's repeated already second time. So it all goes back, arguing. To what extent the ban on Rabbi Eliezer was observed? The Su Leka, are there no other cases where we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? It's none. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omro Brocha Revi'ez B'tnei Atzma. Okay, Motzoi Shabbos, you say Havdolah in the Tfila, in the Amida. Atochon Antono. According to Rabbi Kiva, it was an additional brocha. Instead of having 19 brochos, we have 20 brochos on Saturday night. Because one brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amarto Beikodesh Rechol. A very independent brocha. Not as we do today, incorporated in Chonin Ados. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Omro behodor, like you say, atochon antonu, like we say, ritzei, like we say, yalaviovo, like you say, yalaviovo before modim, as behodor. Vomar Rabbi Elozo halocha k'Rabbi Elozo. So you see that Rabbi Elozo the Amora, Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, not in Seder Taharos, but on an issue involving Tfilo Arvis, the Meirah Tfilo of Motzoi Shabbos. Omar Rababa, it's not Rabbi Eliezer's authority that made Rabbi Elozo paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that you say it behodor, because we don't paskin that way. Hahu diomar mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel held that way? So he paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, which comes out to be the same psak of Rabbi Eliezer, but not the authority of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the key. The Sanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bocher Rabbi Yitzvah Yatzma, and Bchachananya Megavil Omer, Omer Beyodor. So that which Rabbi Eliezer said, Omer Bodor, was also said by Rabbi Hanina. And therefore we paskin not like Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin like Rabbi Hanina. Happens to be the same position, but again, we're maintaining the ban against Rabbi Eliezer. Fake the Gemara, you can't say that. Your chronology doesn't work out. You can't say that Rabbi Eliezer, the Amora, paskin like Rabbi Eliezer only because it was Rabbi Hanina authority that made him paskin that way. Because Rabbi Hanina held that way. Why? Well, koshish be made tuba. Look at the Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer hoye be made Rabbi Gamil benocha Rabbi Shimon. Hanerag barugi malchus. Ubal achoso hoye. Was his brother-in-law Kedama Bazov. And Rabbi Hanina was the son of Rabbi Gamaliel. So how could it be that you are paskining like Rabbi Eliezer because of the opinion of Rabbi Hanina? The chronology doesn't work out. Rabbi Hanina, when he said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, right, Rabbi Hanina was too young to be involved in such a machlokas to think that his opinion was the one you decided on. He had no opinion then. Rabbi Eliezer was much older than Rabbi Hanina. Kosher many tuva. Ella, no. Is mishum dekoy Rabbi Hanina b'Gamliel b'shitosei. What you're telling me is, of course, it's not that he passed by Rabbi Hanina instead of Rabbi Eliezer. They were not at the same time, but because Rabbi Hanina b'Gamliel held that shita, that's the reason we passed the same tenors basically. It was not at the same period of time. So what? It was a later period. The opinion, nevertheless, of Rabbi Eliezer was based upon Rabbi Hanina's stand, not because of Rabbi Eliezer's stand. Take the Gemara Umikoi, who says Rabbi Gamliel even agreed with Rabbi Eliezer. You're telling me I pass him like Rabbi Eliezer because it's Rabbi Hanina's opinion. But he didn't have that opinion even. He disagreed. But Tanya, we learned, Oh Yom HaKippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, Mispalo Sheva Umizvado. We dive in the weekday Shemen Esra. Weekday Shemen Esra, right? What's the weekday Shemen Esra? In those days, it seems it was quite common for people to routinely daven a short form of the Amida, what's known as Havineinu. Okay, you all know what that is. It's supposed to know actually. You're allowed to use it today too. If you're stuck and you have to catch a train, you catch a plane, it's going, and you can't know the time to daven, you can say the Tfilas Havineinu. Havineinu has the first three brachos and the last three brachos, like a regular Shemen Esra. And instead of the 13 intermediary, there's one bracha, and Zav Shomeya Tfila, in which Havnei Hashem Tzorchecha, etc., etc., which you hint at all the bakoshos that are in the 13 Tfilos of Bakosha, 13 brachos of Bakosha, is lumped together into four lines, right? And that's what's said. Then, and in addition, you say the vidui. Shachis in the morning, mispal sheva umizvada. In the morning, Yom Kippur, you daven the Amidah of Yom Kippur, which has seven brachos, and you say vidui. Musaf likewise, mispal sheva umizvada. Mincha, Mispal Sheva Mizvade. Vineila also Mispal Sheva Mizvade. But those are the Yom Tov Dikid Davenins, right? But Arvis, Mispal Sheva may ain Shmon Esrei. But in the evening, you'll be Mispal Sheva, right? May ain Shmon Esrei. I'm sorry, I said that wrong in the beginning. Oh, Yom Kippurim is already Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Eve, right. Yes, regular Sheva. The Yom Tov Dikid Davenin plus Vidui. Saturday, Yom Kippur night, which is what? Already Chol, is no longer Yom Kippur. There, Mispalel Sheva, but it's what Sheva is? It's the Havinenu. Me'en Shemona Esrei. Right? The Tfila Me'en Shemona Esrei. Comes Rav Chanina, Mishum Abos, Omer, no, you don't do that. Motzoi Yom Kippur, you have to make Havdolah. And there's no room for Havdolah in the Havinenu. Mispalel Shemona Esrei, Mipnei Shel Zoch Lomer, Havdolah B'chonin Ados. So you see, Rav Chanina said that you mispalel the way we are mispalel. Rabbi Eliezer said you mispalel in Hodor, like Yalav Yovel, you put it in there. You put the Havdolah in before Modim. Yet, and you tell me Rav Chanina is the reason you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? No, Rabbi Chanina never agreed with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chanina said in the name of his ancestors that we paskin the way we do it today, that Havdolah is incorporated into the bracha of Chonin Hados. As the Gemara says, in Ein Das, Havdolah Minayin. If you have no seichel, you don't know how to differentiate between things. You can be Mavdol Mekodesh or Chol. So how can you say that Rabbi Elozor paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because of Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina doesn't agree. And in the Gemara, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Iyu Amar Mishum Avosov, Veleilo Sfirele. No, it so happens, Rabbi Chanina disagreed with his ancestors. He said, my ancestors used to do it, right, in Chonin Hados, but I hold you do it in Hodor. Therefore, Rabbi Elozor paskin like Rabbi Chanina that you do it in Hodor. Okay, it takes care of that. I told you, this whole sugya is intriguing. Only you see what kind of effort is being made to establish what is the consequence of Shammai's descendant, Shammai's Gedolim, the Gedolim of Shammai. What happened to them? What happened to all the teachings of them? And basically what they're trying to say is that we greatly restricted them, something we passed like them, but basically not. We try to avoid passing like anything that the Shammai say. Amale Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zera. Remember, Rav Zera is the one who said, hey, fellas, you know what you just did? You just went ahead and you declared a Mishnah of no halachic import. Because by saying that the Mishnah was said of Ktaf, that the exudate of the tree is Peri, is according to Rabbi Eliezer, and then you tell me that you can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, then it means that the exit of a tree is not Shvi, it's not Peri, which means people, you will mutter the Ktaf to everybody without Kedusha Shvi's. He said, that's what Rav Zeira said. So we pick him up. Amar Rav Zeira, Vato Tisbury, the man, the Tana Ktaf to Peri, Rabbi Eliezeru. But don't you agree, those are the facts? You can't argue with the facts. The facts are that Rabbi Eliezer, the one who made that, who's the author of that Mishnah. For Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamamid Besora. Now remember, the Mishnah is anonymous. It's a Stamas Nisan. So we don't have an authorship for the Mishnah, which of course means, usually Stamas Nisan is the halacha, right? Halacha Kistam. Remember again, also that little rule, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, when he put together the Mishnah, when he was sure that the halacha was unanimous or consensus, he didn't mention any authorship. So that it became as aloch. This now, you tell me that you reveal that the authorship was Rabbi Eliezer, which meant we have to discount it according to the rules that we set of not listening to Shammai. Vatan, I'm sorry, again, but Atal, don't you agree though that Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer? What can you do? Whatever the consequence will be, will be. But let's get the facts straight. Who is the author of that Mishnah? It has to be Rabbi Eliezer. It's not mentioned. I can prove to you it's Rabbi Eliezer. It's not just that Pedos revealed the authorship. It's clear that the authorship is Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Ditnan Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Hamamid Besorov Olo. Also, if you use the sap of unripe fruit, usually figs, in order to curdle milk to make cheese.
When you say the sap of unripe
fruit, it has the halacha of shviyas.
You mean the tree?
So therefore, what he made it a quick jump, the sap of the fruit and the sap of the tree is the same thing. If you are matir, if you are asa, the sap of the fruit, it means you hold that sap, that exudate, maintains the halacha of shviyas. So it means, since the that mishnah referring to cheese curd, cheese making, using the juice of unripe fruit. Unripe fruit is not fruit yet. That's part of the logic. Therefore, it can be equated with the juice of the tree. Ketef ktaf is the juice of the tree, the exudate of the tree, right? And now, there, you tell me that the sorov, kotov and ktaf and sorov are equated. Sorov comes from the fruit, and ktav comes from the tree, and if he held that the sorov makes the cheese into shviyas cheese, because it's maimed, it's not botel, never maimed is not botel, it is a thing that made the change, therefore we assume it's the same authorship will hold that the sap of the tree is peri. And since here we identified who he is, Rabbi Eliezer, Mosama is also Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore Rapidos merely revealed what is the truth. That Mishnah was said by Rabbi Eliezer. Whatever you want to do with it, you do with it after that. But the facts have to be recorded. The Maran says no. Apilu teimer rabbonon. You made an assumption. You created the juice of an unripe fruit with the sap of the tree. It's not a fair comparison, right? I can tell you, I can't opigi rabbon leid Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbon disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer only bekatva the gavza, only because you're dealing with the juice of wood. Gavza is wood. Therefore, they wouldn't recognize it as peri. Rabbi Eliezer did, and Rabbon didn't. But the juice of a fruit, I want to know, is it called the peri, is it the fruit of the tree? Of a tree of shriyas? Well, if the whole fruit is shriyas, the juice of the fruit is also shriyas. Therefore, it's no riot. The fact that they hold that the juice of a tree, I'm sorry, the juice of a fruit is shriyas, doesn't mean that they agree that the juice of the tree is shriyas, or the exudate of the tree should be classified as shriyas. Because one starts off as a peri haroyu l'achilas odom. The wood starts off as something not royu l'achilas odom. It's not a peri. But from the wood I can extract something which is edible. And for that you want to call that edible analogous to fruit. There's no such reason to make that assumption. Why? The Snan, we learned, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Beferish, Shamaimid Besora for Olin, Besora for Ikrin, Mutor, Besora Paginosum, Nation Pri. If you go ahead and you curdle milk using whatever juice you could express from the leaves, whatever juice you could express from the non-edible part of the tree, that's not considered peri, and therefore the cheese won't be considered to be shvi'is cheese. But the juice from what it is a fruit, even though it's not the fruit as it will be when it's fully ripened. Now, tell me, fellas, those halachas yet, but you know the halachas from your daily life. Right? Why do you need kosher cheese?
Isn't it a rennet issue? Wasn't it a rennet issue at one point?
It has been an issue for 20 years, 30 years.
No one uses
rennet. All cheese except certain fancy smelly cheeses are made with bacterial rennet.
Pig's milk?
Basically a protease, bacterial enzymes. In India, where the cow is holy, they never make cheese with rennet. They always make cheese with, over here, with the juice of unripe figs. Like you both said. So why is cheese treif? Why is it also to eat Kraft cheese, whatever it is? It's cheaper than the than Ha'olam cheese. Why is it also to eat the cheese?
Isn't it for the same reason that we don't have Stam Yenim? Because we're worried that the Akum would go to Zara with it?
No. They didn't use cheese libations in the Avodah Zara. Maybe cream cheese there. That's a halacha. Should be a cream cheese on the guide over here. Yeah, there's. We are deep in the sugya of the power of Chazal. This is the power of Chazal. They ask the cheese. Because cheese can be made in a way that's also, therefore they ask the cheese akum, even if you know that they are all kosher ingredients. If the goy made it, it's also. Similar to yayin esach, or what we call stam yena nowadays. It's the same wine, because a goy touched it, because a goy was involved with it, right? Now the Jew, we rabbanu asin. It might be, behind it all, might be part of the exeus of his chatnus. I always felt that was always a factor in it. Right? That's why they asked the stam yenam, I don't want you to be drinking together. I don't want you to eat cream cheese and bagel together. Cream cheese is not classified as cheese in halacha. But cheese in halacha is that which you used to use rennet for. And cream cheese is not made with rennet. Even though cream cheese is made with the kosher rennet nowadays. But that's just to speed up the process so that it's not needed for it. Hot cheese can only be made by doing something to alter the casein to make it insoluble and to cause a curd to form. One of the reasons given the Ma'avad Zohar is because the goyim curdled milk cheese using gurki shalova, using figs of all the trees. So comes from Yisrael ago. And also because that they make cheese in pig stomachs. You people should keep your eyes open if you pass, if you're in that area where the Spanish-speaking people are. You'll see in their stores, their grocery stores, they usually hang from the ceiling cheeses wrapped up with rope. Right. The outside of that cheese is a pig stomach. They do it the traditional way. They take the pig stomach, sew it closed, and pour the milk right into it. In the stomach is the rennet that caused the curdling. Rennet is the stomach that has been now treated to take out the rennet from the stomach. Renin itself has a whole halachas associated with it. Remember, renin has another little problem. It's boso b'chol. So first you got to rule that it's not boso. Then you got to worry about whether it's kosher or not. But if it's boso, right, you're not going to be matir boso b'chol mixed together. Even though it may not be the rice, it's not cooked together, but nevertheless it's also. Okay.
The buzzer of holiday totally.
Truth is that if you want to just be up to date in halacha, just remember everything you have to remember about halacha. There really is no time to read the New York Times. So much you have to do to just keep on remembering, just to review, so you don't lose track of things. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu stays courage with us. Every time you got to worry about halacha, you got to remind yourself it all came from upstairs. So it's a good deterrent to crime. Okay. The boys say are very nice tenets. Okay. Good. He keep Rigi Rabona later Rabbi Eliezer. The Elon Osa Peros. One tenet says they never talked about the ketev, the ktaf. They talked about juice of the fruit. You equated juice of unripe fruit is like the juice of the tree. Who said so? Juice of the tree is not peri. The juice of a peri is peri. Second teres I'll give you, Iboy Seimon, a very nice teres. Keep Ligi Rabona Leide Rabbi Eliezer, the Elon Osa Peros. I have a tree that produces fruit. That tree also has a sap in the wood of the tree that's valuable, that's utilitarian. I can make use of it. There, Rabona say, the fruit of this tree is the fruit. The juice of the wood is wood. But give me a tree like a maple tree, where the only thing it has is the juice. All it has is the juice of the wood. Then that's the peri of the tree. Peri of the tree is that which comes from the tree, which has utility for mankind. So where the fruit of the tree is fruit, in addition, there's you can go ahead and distill the wood and get something good out of it. Therefore, that's inconsequential. That's classified as wood. But where I have a tree that all the tree gives us, that becomes then the produce of that tree. Therefore, keep pligi rabbonai rebelezer. If it's ilan osa peros, then they argue that the ktaf is not called a peri. I will be ilan chain osa peros, modi de katfizer perio. Disnan, Rab Shimon Omer, Ein lekatav shviyis, ein lekatav shviyis, chomom yesh lekatav shviyis. And they, what's the language they use? Mipnei shekotro ze pirio. Man chachomim. It must be the same chachomim, lav rabbonon de pligio le de rabbelazo. And you see that over there they say that what? That yesh lekatav shviyis, and they gave the explanation. Mipnei shekotro ktofo ze pirio. Because for this tree, the ktaf is this whole fruit. Therefore, we treat it like fruit. So that's the chilik. Where the tree has its another fruit, then the ktaf is inconsequential. When the ktaf is the only thing that the tree produces for mankind, that becomes the peri of the tree. What do we have now? We had this Mishnah was messing things up. But here you had a Mishnah which was identified as the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, as halacha Rabbi Eliezer, we have to discount it. So we now say no, it could be the Rabbonon. It's not Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, it was anonymous with Stamas Nisan. Could be the Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon are the ones that say that the Ktaf is the Peri. Why? Because I'm dealing with a tree that doesn't produce any other fruit. Since it produces only the Ktaf, then the Ktaf is the Peri. So now I remove this Mishnah as a kasher. Look, you're passing like Rabbi Eliezer, or you're not passing Rabbi Eliezer. If you don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, what you have to then say that Ktaf is mutar on Shviyas. No one has to worry about Ketaf on Shviyas because it's only Rabbi Eliezer who makes it, Rabbi Eliezer who made it into a Peri. But now I answer you, no, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban also agrees it's Peri because I'm dealing with a tree that doesn't produce any other fruit. Fellas, are you following or are you following? Okay. Now comes a blockbuster. There's an old fellow watching what's going on here in this machlokas, hearing what they're arguing. Amalei Yahu Saba, some old man sitting in this midrash, said he listened to them argue. Let them argue. Let the young folks argue, right? When he finished arguing, I'll tell him what the truth is. Amalei Usaba, I tell you something. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, man chachomim Rabbi Eliezer, d'omer katfo ze piryo. Yi Rabbi Eliezer, ma'i yilon shein osa piryo. I feel yilon osa piryo k'yopo ze piryo. No, the devrayim d'rabbanan kamalahu. Lididi, I feel even a osa peros namakins appeal. Lidi true, but you, odily me, or beelon, shane osa peri, the close appeal. But Rabban Amrile, Rabban answered to him, Loshna, no difference. Ktaf is not peri. So even if it's the only fruit, the only good thing coming out of the tree, we still, Loshna, there is no difference between the two. Ktaf is not fruit. It's not Peri. What did Ahu Saba do? Ahu Saba corrected now the Mesola, the tradition. Indeed, right? The Chachomim that referred to was Rabbi Eliezer, right? Therefore, you have to know, Einachami, we can't passkin like Rabbi Eliezer. We have to passkin that the Ktaf is not Piryo. Regardless of whether it comes from a tree that produces another fruit or not another fruit. Rabbonan disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer on that. that finishes the Rabbi Eliezer saga. How we really ended up that we don't know whether we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer or anything else other than in those Dalet Dvorim. Because in everything else we try to introduce what a supportive, an auxiliary opinion, right? A supportive opinion, so we're not relying on Rabbi Eliezer, but relying on somebody else. Okay, we have now a little short sugya, and then we come to this sugya of what's called Hipilu Ruach, where a leda of something not viable, something came out. I'll give you, I didn't reproduce it yet, so we should remember, tomorrow I'll give. If you don't, I can do it in mission office. I made a copy from the Merck manual. Anybody know what the Merck manual is? That's
the chemical manual the chemical manual that's in every chemistry and organic chemistry lab in Belfort.
You
mean the Merck catalog, right?
Hmm?
Merck catalog, everything they sell, right?
No. That's Merck Index. Merck manual is not the Merck Index.
Okay.
Merck manual is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of medicine.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever you want to know about medicine, you can find in there, but not too much. Just a few lines. Yeah. It's a useful thing. I find it helpful to show off talk to the doctors about a case. I look up at the Merck manual first, so I know how to lose the language. So they haven't seen their textbooks for 40 years already, or 30 years. So I sound like I'm up to date, even though the manual is, I have to get a new one, the manual is 1999. Very interesting side comment. In 1999, Merck Manual put out a manual. It has 3,000 pages in it. It's this size, thin paper. Yeah. It has 3,000 pages in it. They published it alongside with another manual, which they produced in 1900. Their first manual. The 1900 manual has like 60 pages in. In the 100 years, this is our medicine grew, as they wanted to show. And you read the Merck manual of 1900, all you have there is vegetables, grasses, no drugs, all biological things that people used for treating various diseases. None of which, of course, had any value. None. Yeah. So it's a very interesting thing in Emuna in Rofin. The doctors of 1900 had nemonos in halacha. Right? You trusted them, and their opinions were recognized in halacha. But it was only the best that was available at the time, and it was absolutely false. Sheker v'chazal, everything was a lie. If you remind me, it's good to see something impact on your mind. Also to show Baruch Hashem what Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megale Sateva, how Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed us to peel off the veils of ignorance from nature to enable us now to do things that are constructive. And so I have I put together this page because it has to do with the Gemara on a Pilo Ruach. And the way into my other office, I can reproduce it in the admissions office quickly, but I might bother you to do it. But that's only one page. Okay. There was a little sugya. masturbate to make some inroads in it before we come to the Pila Ruach. Tana Rabbanan. It's an Ezei Psula, Kol Shelo Vo'asa. Now watch, pay attention carefully here. You shouldn't think that the Gemara is off on the deep end. Nisas Vo'asa Dam Machas Nisuin. A girl who was pre-puberty has not yet had a menstruation. That's a Zehu Psula. It says, Kol Shelo Vo'asa Dam. She didn't see any dam. She's called a Psula. What if Rosa Dam Ach Mesulin? She got married, she saw Dam Psulin. The thing we discussed this morning. Yoldo, she gave birth to a child. The Rosa Dam Ach Masleda. And she had blood while giving birth. But she never menstruated. Why? Very simple. She, her first period, she ovulated, became pregnant, so she never menstruated. So she'll go 9 months, right, give birth to a baby, bleed during the delivery process, but never has menstruated. Never went through that cycle of veset, that leads to veset. You follow? Adayan Nikol Apsula. She's still called Apsula. Now, for what reason do we have to call her Apsula? It is this little girl is marching around, right? She has a baby now that's a year old, but she hasn't menstruated yet. Because she's nursing, she hasn't menstruated yet, right? And she's introduced halachically. I'm happy to introduce my daughter, the virgin. She's called a psula. Says, Kol Shelo Ro'as Adam. Sharei psula shamru psulas damim, v'lo psulas psulim. Psula means she never had any dam nido. The fact that she had dam leido, the fact that she had dam psulim, that doesn't say anything. She's still called a psula. So the Gemara says, Susi, I'll ask you, what difference does it make what you call her? Any, but it's not true what you just said, that she's called a psula. Homa Rav Kahana taught, Tona, we learned, Gimel psula sein. There are three things called a psula. Psula sodom, meaning a girl before puberty. Psula skaka, means land that has never been tilled. Psula shikma, a tree called a shikma tree, right? Is called a psula. Psula sodom, he explains. What's a psula sodom? Calls man shonivola. She never had sexual relations. Might not, who cares? Why call her psula? Nafgamina lekoin gadol, meaning if she's to be muteres the koin gadol, ki in psula me'am avikach, he can only take a psula. So what's called a psula? Anyone who didn't have sexual relations. Inami or liksubosa mosayim, or she haksuba, if she once had relations, she's no longer a psula. She only gets 100 zuz in the ksuba. If she's a psula, she gets 200 zuz in the Mosaim zuz. Psula's kaka means kolzman shelo nevdo. Mean no one ever tilled this land. My nafkamina, who cares? The nachal eson. The egla rufa, you have to behead the egla there at a place where shelo ubad, where it was never worked this land. What's called never worked the land? Not you never planted a crop, it was never tilled. No one ever broke the soil, it's virgin soil. Inami ol lemekach memcha. I told you a field, and I told you this field is virgin soil, has never been tilled. For what reason you want to dafka that? But that was part of the contract. Then we have to define, what do you mean by virgin soil? Virgin soil means never tilled. Psula shikwa, this tree is called a psula, a virgin tree, a virgin, what shikwa is it? Shik is this, what tree they identified as cypress or cedar or something? You have the English there?
Sycamore.
What psula shikwa?
Sycamore.
Okay. Why? Kozman shon nixitzo. It has never been pruned. It seems that this tree there is never been pruned. It has the ability to thicken. If it's been pruned already, it went through the thickening process. So I want to buy this tree from you, right? From the fellow who sells trees there. I want a tree yet that can still get wider. Use it for lumber or something. So it's this wide now. I say, oh, it's a psula. I know it'll still get wider, so it's more choshev for me to buy a tree that had not been once cut down, cut back. Kozman shon nixtasa, it was never cut back. Nafkamin lemekach memcha. Inami or lemiktasa sal b'shuyis. Or the Gabe Shmita. Kidisnan and Kotsim Sula Shikma Bishvias Bateshi Avoda. You can't cut back sycamore. That's called, even though it's not doing anything, it seems to improve anything. And Shvias, I can't do a Malacha Karka that improves things. So you would think I just to cut a piece of the tree to use for firewood, that you're allowed to do on Shvias. So no, not a sycamore tree, because in cutting a piece off of firewood, you improve the residual tree, therefore it's avoda also b'shriyas. The misa, and if it's true that a little pregnant girl, a little girl who is running around with a little baby already, is still called a psula, why did you list that there were four kinds of psulos? One psula shall lose a dam ever, right? Even though she is asura the kohen, because she was nivala, the psula you listed was a psula that's kosher the kohen, because she never had sexual relations. I will list you a psula, a bigger chidush, a psula that what had sexual relations and became pregnant, and she's still called a psula. So if you tell me gimel psula saying, you should have said dalet psula saying. V'misa listed namiha. Why didn't you list this case of this? Of this pregnant psula, ha'amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, kikani mida de les l'shem lavoi, but mida is l'shem lavoi lo katani. What shem lavoi means? An adjective. I need an explanatory note. You're gonna point to this girl with a big belly. She's pregnant. You tell me she's my psula daughter. You better give me an explanation of what you mean by psula. So the word psula, when leaves alone, means classic psula, shalom nivala. And this psula, yeah, it's a psula, but it's psula that needs a shem lavoi, it needs an explanatory note. Therefore, it's not listed. Inami, right? Or, right, I'll give you another teretz, right? I'm using the word virgin as untouched by human hands. We would use the term natural. It's a natural thing. It hasn't been modified by mankind, right? Therefore, the term virgin is used for the sycamore it was never cut down, right? For the psula, she never had any relations. And what's the other one? And the psula's karka, untouched by human hands, it was never tilled. No one ever broke the soil in it, right? But the psula that you're talking about, the pregnant psula, was not natural. Right? Therefore, it was ali de ma, there's a masa done to it. Therefore, it's not listed. Abchenine bereid Rabbi Ki Omar, ki ktona mide de lo hodol lebirioso, mide de hodol lebirioso lo ketoni. Why is spending so much time on this one? I don't know, but there's no. I'll give another tenets. This virgin will become ois virgin when she begins to menstruate, and then she'll become a virgin again when she stops menstruating, when she becomes a skena. Her virgin state will be reinstated at some later time. Therefore, it's not listed as all the others are final. It'll never be again. This one, if you're basing your whole statement of virginity on the basis of what? That she doesn't see dam due to menstruation. There'll be a time later on in her life she also won't see dam due to menstruation. Therefore, it's not listed. Rabbeinu Amar kiktane mide de kopedale zvine. Mide de kopedale zvine lo ketane. Because I'm interested in, listen carefully, truth in advertising. That's my issue. When I told the Gimel Psula saying, I let you know, if you're going to call a sycamore Psula, it had to be cut down. You're going to call this girl a virgin, she better be a virgin. Right? There has to be truth in advertising. But in our case, there, what are you going to say? There, that she's a virgin because she never menstruated. Who the heck cares? Of what consequence is that? Who to whom will it make a difference whether she menstruated before or didn't menstruate before? She's married. She has a husband. The husband cares to know that, you know, he made her pregnant before she had her first menstruation. Might not give me. Beg the Gemara, but oh, Kabdi, why do you think that a chosen isn't injured to know whether his kala to be menstruates well? Why? Well, Tanya, we learned in a braise. Rabbi Chia Omer, Kishem Shaso Yofel Iso. Just like yeast is good for the dough, it makes the dough rise. Kach Domim Yofel Isha. So menstrual blood is good for the mother, good for the woman. Right? Bitanya Mishum Rameir, Kol Isha Shedomea Merubin. Anyone, a woman who has a copious menstruation, Bonea Merubin. It means she's very fertile. The basis, I don't know. Okay. So she menstruates a lot. A lot of blood comes out during menstruation. So Mele, this fellow, this chosen, if he wants to make sure his kala is healthy, he wants to know, did she menstruate well before? I've had people call me Shatchonim about the boy. That question I never was asked. They've asked some very strange questions, but this one not. Elo kiktani midi de kopitsa lzvini midi la kopitsa lzvini lo kitani. what's the last teretz? Yeah, he wants to know that she menstruates, but in reality, does that impact upon her value as a potential mate? Will a chosen take into account, oh, this kala, the fact is, yes, there are kala menstruate, going to be that belief that kala has copious menstruation is good for the future of the family. But is that something which will impact upon a chosen that'll decide I'll marry her or not marry her because of that? It will not be on the others, Basulas, she's not a virgin, I won't marry her, right? The tree was cut back, I won't buy this tree. In all the cases listed, it's like the first tedus, Lebeke Chamemcha. It's a factor in my deciding should I not involve myself with this psula, right? Whatever the psula is. But in this case, as long as there is a menstruation, no chosin is going to measure or have that as a factor in deciding whether he'll marry or not. So lo kopitzale, the expression kopitzale zrina means they jump to buy. In other words, it's a big asset. A big asset it's not. Again, I can't explain to you why the Gemara took the effort to give a whole bunch of tirutzim on something which isn't too consequential. Nevertheless, you can catch one more word in here. Tana Rabbanan, Ezel Psula Skaka, Kol Shemale Rishushi. What Psula Kaka? It still has little stones in it. If it had been plowed, those stones would have been taken out. Vein Afra Tichuach, the earth is not loosened. Tichuach, Afra Tichuach means earth that has been loosened, so that you have loose earth, you pick it up and you can pour it, pours out, right? That's tichuach. Nimtza bo cheles, if you find an old shard of a broken piece of pottery in the land, biyadua shenevda, right? Sunma, if however you find that underneath, not too far down, there's a big stone ledge, right? Then Hareza Psulas Kaka, then you're sure it's a Psulas Kaka, because no one would have plowed this area that has a stone ledge underneath, since the earth is not deep enough to support vegetation, to support a crop. So that's a proof that it's a... Okay. We'll stop here. Should we do something on the sugar tomorrow?